All right. We're going to sit for about 10 minutes, then some closer reflections, and we are effectively at the end, coming to the end, So find a position that's supportive to you. It's a position that's supportive to you. Just get into a meditative posture that is supportive of your practice. This will be a short sit. Today we've been going through these train stations, starting with suffering. We came to faith. Then we realize if we can embody faith, that'll gladden our hearts, which will lead to this rapturous joy in our bodies. And our deeper investigation will bring us to a place of tranquility, because we can now see our suffering clearly and we're not overawed by it. That brings us joy, happiness, sukha. And that sukha reinvigorates our practice, so it enables us to get concentrated, samadhi, one-pointed focus. That's the path to non-dualism. And samadhi enables us to begin to see things as they are, finally. Because when we suffered, we saw things as we thought they were. That brought us to disenchantment with our spells and our dukkha and dispassion. Enough of this. Which was what put us on the liberation path, vimutti. Vimutti, confirmation by the fire truck. And this liberation brings us to the knowledge of the ending of all our taints. As you sit, anchored in your breathing, knowing, breathing in, knowing I'm breathing in, breathing out, knowing I'm breathing out, or hearing, knowing I'm hearing. And ask yourself, what is the state of my awareness? What is the state of my heart? What am I seeing more clearly now? What am I not seeing that I need to see more clearly? Just breathe into it. Breathe into it. What are you holding on to so tightly? that we can let go of. What no longer serves us that needs to be released as we look at our dukkha. Knowing that releasing what no longer serves us brings us faith, embodied faith, which brings happiness, joy, tranquility, focus, the ability to see reality as it is, not as we thought it was. Seeing the illusions that have kept us trapped, therefore becoming disenchanted and dispassionate about these. That brings us to liberation, right here, right now, if that's in our karma. May it be in our karma.